The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper, and with me, as always, is the beat writer in the heart of Giants Nation. Nobody beats the biz, Chris Bisignano. All right, buddy. It's Detroit Lions week. 7-2 Giants against the 3-6 Lions. Look, the Lions are... This is a dangerous team coming in, right? We could have said last week was a trap game, but I think we both kind of have the same feel going into this one, where this one can go either way. I guess every Giant game can go either way, but I think we both have the same feel for this one. I would call them a dangerous team, for lack of a better word. The Lions coming in this week, and look, we're ecstatic about 7-2, but we cannot overlook any opponent, and it's going to be an interesting matchup this week, pal.
Yeah, especially because, they're coming in with a two-game winning streak.
Yep.
Nice come-from-behind win last week against the Bears. Yep. They could score. Yeah, they could score some points, man.
Yep.
Ninth in the league in points, and the offense is sixth in the league, and averaging 24 a game, man. And this was without Josh Reynolds, so I don't think he's going to be back this week. But definitely a dangerous team, man. You could tell when Dable was talking about him today that he feels the same way. Like, these guys, they could score. This could be this is obviously you could tell when he was talking, he thinks they're a little better than their record.
Yeah.
They've lost a lot of close games, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're 3-6, but I think out of the six losses, I think five of them within 6 points or something like that. Very close losses. They've blown games. Even going back to the first game of the year, they were way behind the Eagles, and they made it a game in the second half. They gave the Eagles a scare, and they blew some other games, Miami game. So their defense is not good, Jerry, and it's not like it's trending up either, their defense. It's not. They're 32nd in the league, and they're not good against the run. They're not good against the pass. Right. They're not bad against third down. But, sometimes it's when you play them. It's not like they're playing them, and okay, the defense has got, like the Seattle game, the defense is getting better each week.
Right.
So you look at the Giants and say, okay, the Giants are better defensively. Obviously, the Lions are better offensively. And what gives? We're going to see what gives. The Giants haven't scored 30 points, dude, in about 300 games.
Yeah, whatever
it's 37.
Is. Right.
Whatever it is now. It's like 37.
Yeah. Feels like 370. Right.
Well, if they're going to do it this year, Jerry, this could be the game they do it.
Yeah.
Because you look with the Lions, they're just not good defensively, bro.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But the type of game the Giants play, they'll eat up the clock, run it too. But I would be surprised if they don't get in the mid-20s this game.
Yeah.
24-27. If they don't, Jerry, get that 24-27, they could be in trouble in this one. They could be in trouble.
Yeah,
so,
you almost feel like they have to score that much to get this win. I'm a buffoon. You touched on something, and I went right to it. And I got to say this, Chris. I'm sorry, man. Detroit showed the blueprint to what to do to the Eagles. They ran on them. And now it seems in recent weeks the Texans did it, and then the Commanders did it. And I felt like, I don't know why no one else tried that, but anyway, I can't help it. I'm still on an emotional high from Monday night that the Philadelphia Eagles are now 8-1. But anyway, you jarred my memory with that one, because it seems like the Lions ran all over the Eagles in Week One, and no one else did until the Texans did, and then of course the Commanders. But anyway, sorry. You feel like this is a game where the Giants have to score a lot of points to get the win. I mean, look. This is the week they should do it. I mean, on defense, the Lions boast, Okuda's coming on a little bit now, finally. Aiden Hutchinson's a good rookie, but this is a defense that you feel like there's another week that Barkley could have, 150 yards plus, and Jones can do some things against him as well. But, the weather's going to be colder on Sunday, but this could be the week that maybe the passing attack gets going as well. But you would expect the Giants should do a lot to them offensively, I would think.
Jerry, look at these numbers, man. 32nd points allowed.
Yeah.
32nd overall defense.
Yeah.
27th against the pass.
Yeah.
31st against the run.
Right.
And not the important ones that the Giants are very good at. Right. Third down defense, dead last.
Right.
Red zone, 26th.
Yeah.
I mean, like the Giants, like you look at their defensive numbers and say, all right, overall points.
Yep.
But that red zone and third down sticks out,
yep.
flies out.
Yep.
That's why they're winning games. That's why the defense is playing well.
Yeah, it's almost like nothing sticks out on with the Lions other than that they're bad in every single possible category on defense. Yeah.
Every statistical category, like you just said, they're not good at.
Right.
You know? You look at it and go, okay, well, you know, the Giants got to get 24-27, and they should do a lot of things. You know, Saquon, I joked around on Twitter saying, well, I hope he rested up because it could be another 30-plus carry day for Saquon,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Because they're going to give him the ball a lot. They can't stop the run, you know? So that's what the Giants do well. And Mike Kafka and Brian Daboll, they don't mess around. They don't get away from what they are. You know, they're going to run the ball, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, the patience Mike Kafka shows is incredible.
Yeah, someone asked a question. I apologize. I can't remember who, but with Dallas playing 4 days, with us playing Dallas 4 days after this one, is this a week that we could see more Matt Breida?
That's not how they play.
Okay.
Matt Kafka and Daboll, one game at a time, got to win the game in front of them. They'll worry about Dallas 4 days later.
Okay.
What are you saying? Like the person was implying that we should take a little bit of a lighter load because Dallas is coming up?
Yeah, like are you going to give the ball to 30 times to Barkley knowing that in 4 days you're going up against Dallas? That's all.
Jerry, that's not the mentality of this coaching staff.
Okay.
They look at it as Detroit's up.
Yeah.
We'll worry about Dallas in 4 days.
Okay.
We got to win this game, you know?
Yeah.
If they feel, Jerry, that if it's a tight game, they need running, or they have to run out the clock, whatever. And they feel like Saquon has to get the ball 25, 30 times, they're going to do it. They're not going to look at it like, we're going to go in this game and Saquon's only going to get 20 touches because we're playing Dallas in 4 days. That's not the mentality of the staff, bro.
It was Big Blue VCR. I got to give him credit for that. I thought it was a pretty good question, actually.
Right.
That's
not the mentality of this coaching staff, you know?
Yeah.
And you know what? It's funny. I mean, I even asked Daboll about it Monday in a Zoom about, you know, peeking ahead, Dallas, preparing, and all that crap.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, look, they look into it a little bit, but, you know, we'll worry about that in 4 days. Obviously, they have to, you know, they work a little overtime, people spending, they do start looking into it a little bit, but you could just tell that's not their mentality. Their mentality is Detroit, next game up, we'll worry about Dallas down the line. Yeah? And obviously, Jerry, the score of the game, the way the game's going dictates a lot.
Yeah.
If the Giants are up 20-10 fourth quarter, dude, all right.
Maybe we'll see your boy Brightwell get some carries, right?
Maybe you don't have to give the ball to Saquon.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's fair.
Tight game. They're up three, fourth quarter, need some first downs. Saquon's at the 23-24 carry mark.
Yeah.
Guess what? He's going to get it 2-3 more times. You get what I'm saying?
Yep.
Well, that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, as far as Big Blue VCRs, having a game plan and saying, okay, look, we could only give Saquon this amount of touches because, you know, Dallas is in full. That's not the mentality of these guys, bro.
Okay.
Nor should it be, Jerry. You know, nor should
it be. Yeah, I was going to ask your opinion. Do you think it should be or not?
I don't think so. No, let's win the game, you know. Look, Jerry, we talked about it the last podcast, and we want to see the Saquon low lighten up a little bit. I didn't even realize, Jerry. I put something. I was studying on Saquon the other day. I mean, he's almost at his career rushing attempt.
Yeah.
From his rookie year.
Yeah.
He's almost at the mark already.
Yeah. Crazy.
I mean, you know, we're talking 300 carries the way he's going right now. That's a lot. Dude, that's a lot.
Yeah.
That's a lot, Jerry.
Yeah.
You know, hey, it might be the way this coaching staff is going to go. I would like to see, you know, like there's 8 games left. And after this game Sunday, right, there'll be 7 games left. I think 5 of them against the NFC East.
Yeah.
Colder weather.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. What's going to happen
there? Jerry, the only warm game is going to be in Thanksgiving in Dallas.
Right. Right.
And then you got to go to Philly. Cold.
Yeah.
December.
Yeah.
Washington. Cold.
Yeah.
Games here. Cold.
Yep.
Yeah. And our rushing attack, you know, is going to be even bigger. You know, it's going to come in play even more. So
it's amazing too. You put out there that he needs 69 yards to get to 1,000. I mean, wow, that blew my mind. I didn't even realize it. I know he's having a great year, but just when you see that, you're like, holy crap, dude! It's what, week 10, right? I have to keep reminding myself it's going to be week 10 or 10 games in, I should say.
Yeah,
10 games in, and our running back has a shot at 1,000 yards this week. I mean, that's
after 10 games.
Absurd.
Yeah. The way I do it, Jerry, me personally, for 1,000-yard seasons, right, I always look at it from the old, if you do it in 12 games, it's incredible. Yep. 14 is really good.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I'm old enough to remember it was a 14-game schedule, you know?
Yeah.
And when you had 1,000 games at 14, it was pretty good, right?
Right.
And then it was like the 12 was the mark. And here's Saquon, which I'm sure he's going to do, Jerry. God forbid he gets injured. You know, God will. You know, unless something really drastically happens Sunday, he's going to get the 1,000 yards.
He may have it in the first half. Yeah.
He might have it in the first quarter. Yeah. Dude, you know what I mean? I mean, he could bust a 68-yard run in the first, against these guys. So here's a guy, you know, he's most likely going to have 1,000 yards in 10 games.
Yeah, I mean.
That's pretty remarkable considering the injuries the last few years and all that. So.
If you're looking, I'm not to give out awards, but if you're looking at most valuable to their team, you know, you can make the argument that Barkley gets MVP and comeback player of the year. Like if you take Barkley off the Giants, oh my God, what do you have, right?
God.
Like. Most valuable to your team. Like, I was always a guy who said, yes, a pitcher can get MVP, not just Cy Young. If you take the pitcher off, they're still valuable to that team. That's how I look at Barkley right now. Like, he's the most valuable player to the Giants, and he could be comeback player of the year. So,
is there
anyone on the Lions defense that, you know, keeps you up other than maybe what Hutchinson could do? But then again, we have the best left tackle in football watching over Daniel's blindside. So, I mean, you just look at this defense, and it's, like you said, man, you don't want to take anybody lightly, but the offense really should be able to do a lot against them. Is there anyone that you're like, all right, got to watch out for this guy?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, it's the rookie Hutchinson. Yeah. You know, he's their best pass rusher.
Yeah.
You know, Julian Okwara, Notre Dame.
Right.
Coming off a 2-sack game, and he could get off the edge a little bit,
yeah.
You know. And I have a little bias towards their middle linebacker. Alex Anzalone.
Of course,
not because he's Italian, believe it or not, Jerry. It's because, believe it or not, Jerry, one of my very, very good friends in Staten Island, that's his first cousin.
I would have thought just because of Anzalone. That's funny. I didn't know that.
Right. Well, that plays
that
into
doesn't
it. Help. But,
it doesn't hurt. Right, right.
It doesn't hurt. You know, but believe it or not, small world, my very good friend from Staten Island, that is his first cousin. So I actually hope he does well, except for Sunday.
Right,
you know,
right.
But he's a pretty active middle, you know, not the best linebacker, sorry, Alex, but a pretty active. He leads the team in tackles, almost 80 tackles, and you'll see him. He's got the long blonde hair. You'll see him Sunday flowing around out there.
Yeah.
Dude. I mean, Okuda's a pretty good corner, but nothing. You know, I think he had an interception last week. He had a pick six last week. He's a guy, you know, was pretty good on that corner, former number one pick, and you know he's coming on a little bit now. But dude, just no real impact guys on his defense. You know. Safety-wise, linebacker-wise, you got Hutchinson, you know, pretty good. You know, he's just a rookie. He's pretty good on his edge, you know. Maybe with Okwara, you got to keep an eye on. But, dude, you know, considering some of the games we've talked about in the past.
Yeah.
Where you, Jerry, they got this guy. They got that guy. This guy's in him. Nothing really there, man. So.
Yeah, I can't believe. I was surprised they even won last week because you see all these Justin Fields highlights. And then all of a sudden, you're like, wait, Detroit won that game 31-30? Like, that's the thing, right? Like, the defense scored for them, but the offense can put up points. And that's clearly what you're more concerned with on offense. You know, they have some weapons. They have some guys who can hurt you. And Jared Goff is, you know, look, he's had a very weird career. But he's still, he's a very middle of the pack quarterback, but he'll give the ball up, but not terrible numbers, right? I mean, his numbers are decent this year, and you know the receivers are dangerous. And an old friend, Khalif Raymond, right? I mean, he would be our leading receiver if he was on our team. No, for receptions wise, it's amazing.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and look, and he could run the ball.
Yeah,
you know, I mean,
right.
You know, Jamal Williams and DeAndre Swift, they can run the ball. Jamal Williams is a horse.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
He's got over 600 yards
right.
And 9 touchdowns,
yep.
You know?
Yeah.
And DeAndre Swift coming off the injury a couple of weeks ago, he's starting to, you know, ramp up a little bit, and he's a threat out of the backfield.
Yeah.
You know, so like you said, you know, Khalif, look, Jerry, I remember when Pat Shurmur cut him.
Yep.
Khalif Raymond. I was watching him every day in training camp. To me, that was a little bit of a surprise cut. I remember years ago, I was like, oh, man, you know, he could return some punts. And,
yeah.
You know, he looked good in camp. And I was like, all right, that may be small. All right, maybe, you know, whatever.
Right.
And here he is doing pretty well. You know, ever since Josh Reynolds went down, too, he's doing pretty well with the Lions. And you know, this second year, man, Armon St. Brown is a pretty good player himself, you know. So, he leads the team in receptions and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and Jared Goff, you know, like Jerry, we know Jared Goff, right? I mean, he'll make some good throws on you, bro.
Yeah.
And then, you know, then he'll do something stupid, but he'll make some good throws. He's not a tomato.
No, he's not.
He's not a tomato quarterback.
His worst throw of the year was against Dallas when he just heaved it up when it was still a game. I'll never forget it. It was his worst throw he made all year. And Diggs came down with it. But he's not bad. And, you know, look, Chris, if Goff goes down, they have backup Nate Sudfeld. I know that's a name that everybody in Giant fan remembers.
So there you go.
That's worth mentioning. So. Yeah.
There buddy. You go.
Yeah. Anyway. Still not over that.
So, yeah. So that'd be the challenge. The challenge is going to be the offense.
Yeah.
You know, what the Giants do, get the Goff a little bit, stop that running game, keep him in third and longs, let Wink go after him.
Yeah.
Goff will make some mistakes, you know. He's got 7 picks, bro.
Yeah.
You know, Goff will cough it up. You know that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Try to confuse him a little bit, you know. I'm pretty sure, you know, Wink's going to go after him. I'm pretty sure they're probably looking at some old film, what Belichick did to him in the Super Bowl. Especially, you know, Dable coached under Belichick for years. I'm sure they're going to look at some of that. And go, what did they do exactly to confuse him a little bit, too?
And they shut him out this year, too, right? Didn't the Patriots
shut him down this year? Okay. So yeah. I'm sure.
Yeah.
They shut him out. Matter of fact, yeah, you're right. It was a shutout, 0.
That was when we were like, the Patriots are dead. They're done. And then they win 29-0.
Right. That's right. Shut him out. You know, Belichick seems to have his number. So I'm sure Dable and Wink will be looking at some of that tape to see, okay, what exactly did he do to again?
Yeah.
To Goff. But hey, look, see the Giants and Darius Slayton and tight ends, you know, and all that stuff, and how they could move the ball and get some yards and get into those 20s, Jerry. Maybe, you know, hopefully. Hey, well, how about a nice 30-point game, you know?
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Break that streak. That bad streak.
Yeah. Is this a week that, as Saquon calls him, Vanilla Vic, is this a week that we could see Jones take off a little more? Saquon called him Vanilla Vic in the huddle. Just hilarious.
Yeah, Vanilla Vic. That's funny. I mean, we'll see. You know, Jones is going to take his, you know, if it's there, he'll take off.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up Vanilla Vic. I thought that was hilarious. So.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, that was pretty funny. So, look, you know, Daniel's Daniel. You know, you know, it was pretty funny today. Dable was asked about any concerns about Daniel running, you know, last year with the neck. And and Dable was like, no. You know, and what about the play? You know, he got hit, he got hit pretty good last week in that one first down run.
Yeah.
And Dable's like, were you happy about that? Were you any concern? And Dable's like, no, he got the first down. That's what he wanted. it was pretty funny. You know, I was like, whoa. You know, I was like, oh, okay. You know?
Yeah.
Listen, we talked about it 1,000 times with Daniel. He's not the most – it's amazing. For an athletic kid, he just cannot seem to master sliding in a way where he doesn't get a shot.
Now
– and go ahead.
You're in the locker room. Can you influence this at all? You're a baseball guy.
You want me to talk to him?
Can you help him? I mean,
Daniel's tough to talk to, bro.
I know.
He's just so like, you know, defensive, man. You can't even get him to laugh. You know.
Yeah.
I actually got him to laugh today. I was shocked. But we're talking about, I asked Daniel, of course, ESPN guy, Jordan Reno, and I bet him $100 he can't make a 30-yard field. So I asked Daniel, I said, Daniel, Jordan thinks he could make, you know, and Jordan and Daniel laughed. It actually got him to laugh. He goes, he has no chance of making that field goal.
He said that?
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah. So,
now, some people are saying, like, Raynon was an ex soccer player. Like, this is a sucker bet. Like, he's going to drill it.
Yeah. Jordan's been telling me he's a soccer player. He can make it left footed. He's talking a lot of smack. So we'll find out soon because he had a so-called injury, you know, and he's gonna go for it in a couple of weeks. Money, I'll be filming it. Dable's in on it. It looks like Dable knows about it, so we'll have some fun with it. But I did get Daniel to laugh a little bit. I said, Daniel, you think you know Jordan could hit a 30-yard field goal? He says he could make it. Daniel was like, laughed. He goes, no shot. He ain't making that.
That is hysterical. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Good.
So, you know, we got other players in on it now, you know, and, which basically all saying he has no chance of making
so
it.
So all of them are saying no. That's interesting.
Oh, they're all saying no. I think I found, who was it? One guy, maybe Casey Kreider or something. He goes, yeah, he might make it. You know, maybe that. You know, but other than that, most guys are like, nope, he ain't making it.
So no offense to Kreider, but he has the long snapper on his side. Okay.
I guess so.
Interesting. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast. We'll be right back after this. Hang on.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we're back. You are listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Chris Bisignano and Jerry Foley. What else with this game, bud? Kick returning. Is it going to be a Dory, or punt returning, rather? A Dory Jackson still?
I expect to see a Dory still.
Yeah.
I expect to see a Dory. Maybe Richie James, you know, depending on the defensive series before that.
Yeah.
You might see him again like last week. But I think a Dory will handle the primary duties, you know.
Yeah. All right.
Dable's not afraid to put a starter out there. Like, a lot of teams aren't, you know. And I think Adore did a pretty good job last week. You know, he made some good reads and didn't fumble. And, you know, and I fully expect to see him again, Jerry, this Sunday. No question about it.
Kenny Golladay, what do you think there, dude? Do you think they suit him up? Mm.
We'll see how practice goes. I see he was limited today with the hamstring.
Yeah.
Makes me think that, you know, we'll see what happens, you know, injury-wise. We'll find out. We'll see how he practices this week. You know, like Dable said today, like every other player, he goes, we'll see how they practice, see if they fit what we want to do. Look, I don't know. We talked about it the other day. It's psychological, too.
Yeah.
When you drop it passes same. Like he dropped the other day.
Yeah.
But we'll find out. Like I said, he's on a injury report today.
Yeah.
We'll see how it is though the rest of the week.
Still pulling again, for the guy. It's weird. Still feel bad for the guy. Feel for the guy.
You think you want to get in there, Jerry, right? This week he's playing his former team. You think this could be the game. Like, all right, let me get out there. I got to do something, you know?
Yeah.
I know fans are giving up on him. I understand it. But, like, he could really help this 7-2 squad. You know, Jerry, he could really help.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, all the receivers we can get, dude.
Right. I mean, you also got to go out and do it.
Yeah.
And he hasn't. You know, and you see last week, you know, he drops that easy pass on a cross, and which he would have gained the first down. And then some,
I think.
And then some, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't go out there and play for him, right?
No.
You only get so many chances before, you know, coaching staff are like, I'm moving on, you know. And we'll see if Dable wants to move on.
And credit to Jones, especially on the first one. I got to do a better job there. I mean, on the second one, it was like, you know, I think he was talking about the first pass. But again, this is the what you love about Jones, aside from the fact that he's really played well this year, not turning the ball over. But this is why he gains has the respect of the guys in his locker room, because class act, right? Like, oh, I got to do a better job of getting Kenny the ball, you know. So it just sucks, man. I really feel for him. I wish he could contribute in some way. God, even if it was I know he's not an end around type of receiver, but just get the ball in his hand and try to get him some confidence, a few yards. But whatever, it is what it is at this point. So.
Yeah, you have to do it on the field, right? It's a production league, man, and they, you know, they targeted him a few times last week. That the second one was a drop, and that was it. And Dable got him out of there. So I think there's a pretty good chance you won't see him Sunday, dude.
That's
you know,
a shame.
Yeah. You got especially with Isaiah Hodgins came in and produced a little bit.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
and Slayton has been real good.
Yep,
and you got Wandell in the mix and stuff like that. So.
It's going to be interesting.
I'm not going to.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Jerry.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say I'm not going to sit here on a Wednesday and say, oh, yeah, he's playing, because there's a very good chance he won't play.
It's going to be interesting to see what Hodgins can do another week in. He had two nice plays last week to see if he can. This is the kind of game where you know, it'd be cool to see if he can get like maybe 50, 60 yards, a few more catches and kind of get confidence going and then maybe be a part of this offense and be another viable receiving option for Jones. Because, again, dude, we need all the help we can get in the receiving game. We'll take it from anybody. Even, you know.
Take it from anybody.
It doesn't matter, man.
It doesn't matter, man. Even Richie James comes back, starts catching some balls.
I was just going to say that. It's funny. I didn't say it, but even if he comes back, like we'll take it from anywhere. Neil and Lemieux, were they practicing today?
Yes. Yes, they worked their way in today. Yes. Neil's going to be close. Probably not Sunday. Maybe Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah. The way he's walking around, man, you wouldn't think any. But, you know, of course, I'm not a doctor, and I don't see him cutting anything like that, you know, putting weight on and stuff like that. But he looks like he's close.
Yeah.
And Lemieux, yeah. You know, look, this offensive line, isn't it amazing, dude, how it went from – who are we going to put out there to like 11 deep now? I mean,
it went from an albatross to, all right, we got options now, baby. You know?
Yeah. You know, you Matt Perpil last week, Gates we know has been back for 2 games. And now you're going to have Lemieux back soon. Evan Neal's going to go back to right tackle. You got Phillips for depth guy, you know? Unbelievable, right?
And I'm dude, after last week, I'm rooting for Jack Anderson. I want Anderson to do something. You know, he got an earful from Dable and, you know, it sucked for him. But hey, I you know, he's another option, right? There's these guys are deep now. And, you know, I'd love to run, what did we run, 8 linemen last week in a couple plays, you know?
Yeah.
Love to be able to do that with Neil and Lemieux in there, too. It'd be incredible, so.
Yeah, well, you know, you might, you know, when Neil gets back, you know, you'll see that big, they seem to like that big package, man. You're with Gates out there and Matt Pert, and you might see Lemieux now, you know, when they go to that big package.
Yeah.
But that's not a bad look, that's not a bad package there, right?
No, there's worse problems to have. And look, this line looks so much better than it has in years past. It's still not great, but they're functional now, and especially run blocking. They're really good at run blocking. You know, pass blocking still needs some work, but hey, dude, this is not problem number one with the Giants. Now the problem is personnel, receiver, and inside linebacker. The offensive line is not the biggest issue on the Giants. It's refreshing, too. So,
yeah, because that's all we've been talking about for years.
Yeah.
Right? That's all we've been talking about is the offensive line. What the hell type of problem, you know?
And even guys we brought in didn't work, and now it's, oh my God, look at this. We're 8 or 9, or like you said, 8 or 9 deep. Wow, we have options. So.
I tell you what, Jerry.
Yeah.
I tell you what, dude. A little shout out to Chris Rossetti and Dennis Hickey, the pro personnel guys that work for Joe Shane. Because they found guys, man. They're finding guys around this league, dude.
Yeah.
That are coming in here.
Yeah.
And helping the team.
Yeah, sure.
They're not just coming in here, standing on the sideline, drinking water, you know, inactive,
right.
You know, all that stuff, dude.
Right.
They're in here contributing.
Yeah.
Now, we just went out. Listen to me. They just went out.
That's right.
And they signed Vernon Butler.
Yeah.
You know, they need some defensive line depth. You know, Butler was a number one pick. Never panned out as number one type talent.
Back in, like, I think 2016. Yeah. Yep.
And, you know, they had him up in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Very familiar with him. They brought him in here, feel he could, you know, maybe could add something down the line here, you know? So, I tell you what, man, Shane changed a lot of things around when he got here.
Yeah.
Brought in some guys, and those two guys, and of course Joe, they've done a hell of a job, man. Yeah, they've done a hell of a job because these guys are helping, bro.
Yeah.
They're helping. These guys they're bringing in off the street, they're helping.
You know what else is a credit to them, dude? The coaching staff and everything, that a guy like Ben Bredesen, who last year looked meh, is missed, right? Like when he went down, you felt it, right? And now it's almost like you can't wait for a guy like that to come back. And I just think he's playing a lot better this year than he did last year. Last year, I put him almost with Billy Price, like take it or leave it. I don't care if he leaves or not. And it's a credit to this coaching staff to, again, we always talk about it, to coach these guys up. Bredesen looked like a different player this year to last year, at least what I saw, dude.
Oh, absolutely, Jerry. I'm with you, bro, with Renison. I was like, get this tomato out of here.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I think I even called him a tomato a few times last year, which I feel bad because I got to know Brandon. He's such a good dude. anyway, don't forget we won in the locker room last year, you know? But anyway, look, he was one of those guys, you know? He was one of those guys. I was like, all right, what are we doing with this guy, you know?
Yeah.
But just... You know, just guys like that just becoming so serviceable and, you know, and being coached up. And Bobby Johnson, man, you know,
oh.
you hear guys now you see why Dable wanted him so bad to get him down there from Buffalo, you know?
Yeah.
And you hear so many guys, you know, crediting him, you know?
Yeah.
And what he's doing for them. And stuff like that, man. It's just incredible. Because like you said, a guy like Brennison last year, I was like, this guy, I wonder why the Ravens let him go. He's right. Horrible,
right.
You know?
Right.
But he's been a pretty good serviceable guard this year until he got hurt.
And that's funny, Chris, because the last couple of years it's been, well, if another team's letting him go, you know there's something wrong. Now we pick guys up, we're like, hey, we may have something here with this one. It's just different. It's a whole different feel to everything.
It's a whole different feel. You know, is he going to be the left guard for the future of this team? No. But when he's been in here starting...
He's working
and I'm
out.
Sure when he gets back, Jerry, he's going to be back to left guard. Yeah. Unless Lemieux, you know, because Lemieux's got to ramp up.
Right.
Nick Gates has got, you know, Nick Gates, what, I think he had like 15 snaps last game or 13 snaps. So he's ramping up a little bit more.
Yeah, Lemieux hasn't played in a while either, man.
And Lemieux hasn't played in a while, so he's going to slowly, if he's active, slowly ramp up, you know?
Yeah.
When Brennison gets back, which might be in a couple of weeks, he's going to go back to left guard. Ezekiel's held his own at left guard, you know, as a rookie.
Yep.
He's done some... pretty good things. So you have some.
Yeah, and the way these guys, the way Shane and everybody drafted, I can't wait to see McKethan next year. Like, you can't write him off. Matt Peart, like, I want to see what Bobby Johnson does with Peart. Right? It's another option.
Absolutely.
Like, I'm not writing off anyone now because of this coaching. That's the amazing thing about this coaching staff, Chris. Like, I don't write anybody off on this roster anymore because I think, you know what, maybe this coaching staff can do something with them. And credit to Bobby Johnson, who now almost is the Bobby Johnson in the franchise. I mean, it was always 4th-and-17 Bobby Johnson. Now there's Bobby Johnson, the old lineman that we all think about. And the job he's done, like, I can't wait to see if he can make something out of Matt Peart. So.
Yeah, it's great, Jerry, because, you know, like you said, guys over the last years, you picked them up off the street, okay, and they were like, oh, my God.
But
like,
you were right with every single one when you said that. You're like... Guys, we're getting these guys who are cast offs from other teams. I don't know what to expect here. And 9 out of 10 times, it was someone who didn't work out. So go ahead.
Right. The Billy Prices, the Brennisons, they were right.
Yeah.
But now Brennison this year is like a different, you know, not a different player, but he's a serviceable guard. He's played pretty good.
Yeah.
Look, I think we all know Brian Daboll now, right?
Yeah.
If you're not playing well, you're out.
Yeah.
This isn't no charity. You know, you've seen Daboll do it. He's bench guys during games.
Yeah.
You know, if you're not playing well, you're out, brother.
Yeah.
And now the Giants have guys in waiting, like, you know, these offensive linemen. You know, it's crazy, you know. So, hey, Jerry.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Another guy, Fabian Moreau. Fabian Moreau. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's other side of the ball, but that's another guy. Like, man, this guy can play. We're playing great.
So. I mean, look, Jerry, Lawrence Cager is a receiver playing tight end now.
Right.
Played really well for the Jets in training camp.
Yeah.
Had a drop early on. They released him. Okay?
Yeah.
And, okay, so is he our future tight end? No. We know that, right?
Right.
But, dude, he comes in here and they see what he could do well. You know, which is what? He's going to run some routes for you. He's not going to block for you. He's not a good blocker.
Which is exactly what we need. Right.
But he's going to run some routes for you. Yeah. Don't forget that Seattle game. He ran that little double route. That double move was wide open.
Yep.
And Daniel missed him.
Yeah.
Last week, they get creative in the red zone with him. They threw that, you know, they put him in motion. They threw that little hide route behind the line, gets him out in the flat. Boom! Yeah. Touchdown.
Yeah.
But what the point I'm making is that here's another guy like Jason Pinnock, who the Jets released, right? Another guy comes in here, and he's helping.
Sack and
he's
a half.
He's not just taking up... What, Jerry?
A sack and a half.
Yeah, he's not just taking up a roster spot. Right. And Sunday at 4:30 rolls around and you're saying, oh, that guy played in a game or this guy played in a game. And,
right.
You know, like, oh, I didn't know he was even out there. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you know, he's the guy in the Jets. The Jets were... You know, no, you're looking at him like, oh, wow, Pinnock, sack and a half. You know, two quarterback hits. Oh, look at Cager, touchdown, you know?
Right.
It's a credit to the coaching staff. It's a credit, like I just said, to Chris Rossetti. And Dennis Hickey, because these guys look at every player on these rosters and every player that was in this league and who's released. And it's a lot of work, bro.
And Rossetti, again, another name. Can't go wrong there.
Yeah. So, hey, dude, it's a credit to them, man. It shows up on the field. That's all you can say. It shows up on the field.
They are getting every ounce of ability and everything out of these guys. It's believable. And it's going to be really interesting to see when we go up against the better teams in the coming weeks. Like, you don't want to look past the Lions. I'm just saying it's going to be very interesting to see what they can do with this roster against, you know, the Phillies, Dallas again. Now the Commanders are something, right? They're definitely a different team with Heinicke. So the Vikings, Colts. I mean, you know, no pushovers after this, right? This is the last. If there's a pushover on the schedule, it's this week. After that, there's no pushovers after that. So.
And Jerry, this coaching staff, they got these guys so locked in that it's one game at a time. Yeah. I'll give you an example. Yeah. Talking to Graham Gano today. Nice little interview with him. Real good dude. You'll see it in the next issue of the Giants.
Awesome.
And I was talking to him about that. You know, like, you know, listen, you know, we all know, you know, it's coach speak, you know, one game at a time. And,
yeah.
And I go, but honestly, I said, you know, you guys got to be thinking like, holy shit, we might be going to playoffs. You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. You know, he looks at me and he goes, Chris, honestly, because I couldn't even tell you who we're playing in 2 weeks.
Wow.
And I look at him, I go, what? He goes, yeah. He goes, we're so focused on the Lions. He goes, me personally, he goes, if you ask me who we're playing after Thanksgiving, he goes, I know we're playing the Cowboys in Thanksgiving. Right. He goes, if you ask me that, who are we playing? He goes, like that to me. He goes, I don't. He goes, there's so many guys that all we're worried about is Sunday.
Right.
You know, like we don't even. I said, well, you don't talk about it at all. I mean, but he's like, we don't even talk about it. No. So when Dable's giving that coach speak, which is usually coach speak, when a lot of people have asked Dable, you know, about playoff. I even asked Daniel Sunday after the game in a press. I said, Daniel's, are you thinking playoff? And even Daniel's like, nope, one game at a time, one game. You know, and people have asked Dable, you know, during presses about playoffs and P word and. You know, I know it's only human nature to look at. And Dable's constantly like, no, we don't talk about it. Well, all we look at it as what the hell's up next, you know? And you talk to some of the players, dude.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, we don't talk about it. And you could just tell they're not answering like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to answer this. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
When the media asks about playoffs, make sure you say, no, we're not looking ahead, you know?
Yeah.
When it comes out naturally sometimes out of guys, when you talk to them, you could just tell they're not bullshitting.
Yeah.
You could just tell. It's like, no, we really don't talk about that. We really don't. We're just looking at, yeah. So the coaching staff and the focus. And, you know, Jerry, you brought up a point last week before the last game against, you know, last game against Houston when you said, you know, it's be interesting how this team reacts being favorite.
Yeah.
Coming off the bye.
Mm.
And you got your answer right off the bat.
Yeah.
First drive right down the field.
Yeah. Like, back to business. Right.
Did you sense any layoff?
No.
Right? Did you sense they came out flat?
Nope.
Right?
Yeah.
They were pretty focused, you know.
Yeah.
They were focused, dude. You know?
Yeah.
And that's when you talk to these guys in a locker room, Jerry.
Yeah.
They're focused. It's like all they think about. You talk to them. It's like no, we're only thinking about. I talk to Julian Love today. No, we're looking at the Lions offense.
Shocker. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah. Talk about the Lions offense and you know this and that and. I said, well, Thanksgiving. And he goes, yeah, well, that's Thanksgiving. But right now, you know, Jared Goff, these guys are really moving the ball. I mean, you know, it just seems like it's not just coach speak coming out of their mouth.
Yeah.
It's just focus. You know
they've
what I mean?
And they've all bought in, it sounds like.
You know, Jerry, like, Dable's just not coach speak. That's what he believes in. That's the Belichick tree, dude. That's the Belichick saber. Like, what? 2 weeks from now? What are you talking about? We'll get our ass kicked this week. You know what I mean?
Right.
Boom, it's focus. One game, like Belichick says it a million times, one game at a time. Do your job that game. And that's the mentality here, you know?
Yeah.
That's the mentality with Dable, man. He's learned under some very good guys, bro, very good coaches, you know? That's his mentality. And you could see it in the players. That's all I could tell everybody, dude. I'm around them. You could see it in the players. It's one game. They're not even thinking about Dallas, Jerry. Not even thinking about Thanksgiving, which is what? A week away, dude.
And you said it before, when they come off the bye, there's been better Giants teams that have come out so flat after the bye, dude. You almost were like, oh, here are the byes this week. We're done. As soon as we come back, it's going to be a loss. We suck off the bye. And after, you know, this time it was, oh, my God, like, talk about laser focus, man. It just, again, dude, not to kiss his ass every week, but maybe he deserves it. Dable's hitting every right button with this team from actual coaching, getting the most out of his players, pickups, attitude, every single thing Dable has touched has been gold this year. It's unbelievable, dude. Every aspect. I mean, you can't say enough. We feel like we gush over him all the time, and he deserves it, man. It's been unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just saying it like it is. I mean, that's, you know, I'm not necessarily gushing. It's just
no,
saying
I,
it like
I don't
it
care.
Is.
I admittedly gush. I don't care. He's unbelievable.
You know?
Yeah.
He's just, just saying it like it is, what the guy's doing, you know? It's showing on the field, bro, with a not a very talented team.
Yep.
You know?
Absolutely.
And look, let's face it, dude. You know, obviously we could talk about it. They're heading for the playoffs, right?
Yes, right.
We could talk about it, me and you, Jerry.
Yes, we can.
And even if they go to the playoffs, and obviously a very good chance now, you know, and you say, okay, well, they're going to be playing a playoff team now, so you're going to get your butts whipped, you know, and all that crap. No more Lions on the schedule, whatever it might be, or no more Texans on the schedule, right. You know. And you still get that feeling like if it's either Tampa or stuff like that, yeah, they might not win it,
right?
But it's going to be a battle, you know.
Right.
You get, you know, it's going to be a battle. You know, that's the mentality right now. But they haven't had that slip up, right, Jerry? Where you like, okay, maybe you don't. Maybe Houston might be that game where, like, okay, yep, they're going to come out flat. They're going to lose this game in a tight one.
Yeah.
You know, this is going to be the slip up. Could start the, going the other way, and you know, it's amazing how Dable. How focused Dable is with this coaching staff, man. As far as one play, and you know, it's always the old same motto. I get it, but man, right now these guys are. Of course, winning helps that, but right now these guys are, man.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to take a break. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast. We'll be right back after this. Hang on. And we're back, folks. You're listening to the Giant Insider Podcast with Chris Bisignano and Nobody Beats the Biz, and Jerry Foley. I was going to say something. I lost my train of thought about this. You know, when we get to the playoffs, and I'll say it, we're also going to be that team that no one wants to play. I'm just telling you right now. It's going to be that we're going to be we're probably going to be a visiting team, unless things really go really well down the stretch. But we'll probably be a visiting team, and it's going to be, oh, man, that no one wants to play the New York Giants. I'm just telling you right now, dude. It's going to be that dangerous team that no one's going to want to play. So. And I love it.
You know, it's pretty funny what you just said. We'll probably be a visiting team because right now they're in a freaking division hunt still. after the Eagles lost their one game behind the Eagles, still got to play them twice. And now you say to yourself, well, they're probably going to be. But guess what?
Yeah.
You never know, right? You can still win this division. Isn't that just even having that conversation, dude, is incredible.
Really. Chris, can I tell you a funny story from Monday night? I'm on a plane. And I'm watching the game, right? So I start watching the game at Newark. I'm on a plane, and I'm seeing what's going on with the Eagles. Terry McLaurin is winning me my fantasy game.
Yeah, everything came through for you. Came
everything for is good. And I forgot to say points per. I get points per reception too. So before we even took off, I won that game. Everything's going beautifully. The Eagles are losing, and I feel bad. Across the aisle from me, a little kid, little girl, cute little girl. Throws up everywhere, and I feel in that situation I feel terrible for the parents. Like I just felt so bad, and it was almost like, you guys need help. I was in such a good mood, I didn't even care. It was like, you know what I mean, it was what an incredible feeling on the plane, you know, with the Eagles losing. She could have took a crap on my lap, I wouldn't even have cared. It would have been like, oh, excuse me, I'll take care of that, don't worry about it. So anyway, it was unbelievable. It was just, like you'd say, only happens to me. But yeah, anyway.
That poor girl, it must have been her first flight.
this kid was like, had to be less than two. I just felt so bad. Oh. You always feel bad for the parents in that situation. Like, oh, I've been there, rough. That sucks.
But
Chris, I'll be honest with you. It was a smell. It was like, oh man, I remember those smells when my kids were little. Yep. And it was just, but the Eagles lost, dude. My point is, the Eagles lost. It could have been, kid could have threw up all over me. It wouldn't have mattered. So there you go. All right. Sorry to go off on that tangent. Anything else you want to talk about with this game?
No. I think that's it. I think we covered it. And we'll see what happens, brother. You know, it's gonna be cold Sunday, but not wet, nothing like that. Supposed to be nice.
Yeah.
And we're gonna see a lot of Saquon Barkley again. So get ready.
Yep. Yeah. 38 degrees. Not too much wind. So.
Ah, beautiful out. Beautiful.
Beautiful northeast weather, baby. Is that still golf weather for you or no?
I played yesterday, brother.
There it is. There
when
it
I teed off, it was 38. When I finished up, it was 41.
Oh, nice. All right.
If it's not windy, you're good to go.
Yep. All right. We'll get to the questions now, guys. Thanks for – we sent out the tweet kind of late. You still asked a ton of questions. You can tell the Giants are 7-2 because we get more and more questions week by week. Corey at Connoisseur. hey guys, I'm going to my first game in a while this Sunday with my dad. Should I go with Jones jersey or more retro with Victor Cruz or even OBJ? Jones, he deserves it. Go with Jones, buddy.
Yeah, go with Jay Daniel. He deserves it.
You go with older players when your team stinks. Then you might go to an older player, but 7-2, Daniel Jones, baby. Absolutely.
Yeah, put the Jones jersey on, man. Show that stuff.
Yeah. So Eddie Lee, not Geddy Lee, Eddie Lee kind of.
Geddy Lee?
Hey, it's the first thing I thought of. Booker Daniels, what's good, fellas? When are we going to pull up live on a call-in episode?
We haven't done that in a while, Jerry.
And you guys, fans deserve it, too. We'll think about that, Booker. Yeah. Maybe next week or the week after, bud.
Yeah, we haven't done that. Maybe after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's a good one. Paul.
Oh, you know, or Jerry, you know what? Yeah. Right before that first Eagle game, could be interesting.
There it is. Yeah, maybe we'll do the entire hour of just bring it, guys. Bring your Philly hatred.
So, that could be interesting. Yep.
Yeah. Bobby L. This has been a fun season so far, but I have to ask you: can you believe how good the 2019 draft is looking? Went from don't re-sign any of them. Yeah, we talk about it every week, dude. And it's amazing how good that 2019 draft looks now. Yeah, absolutely, Bobby. Paul at Easy Esquire. No questions, just thanks for doing such great work. Love the pod when we were losing. Even better now that we're winning. Yeah, thanks, man. We really appreciate that. A lot of guys asking about franchise tags and transition. I understand asking it, but I don't want to get into that yet just because we don't know who they're going to re-sign. And I don't want to speculate if Jones is going to get the franchise tag or Barkley or transition. Understand why the question's being asked, but I just, it's a little early. I just want trying to enjoy this so far. So, Dean Butera, I see so many Giant fans are begging for OBJ to return, but I've not seen one beat reporter paint a cap restructure move. And oh, yeah, I mean, that's the problem. It's the cap restructuring. Can you paint a realistic scenario that could work? It's got to be, he's going to have to take less money to come with us, to come to us.
Yes.
And he's going to want more than that, I think. No?
I'm sure he does. We don't even know if he's healthy. He's going to have to start showing he's healthy first.
Yeah, there's two ACLs, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's going to have to show, that he's healthy. I haven't even seen him on Instagram showing workouts, nothing like that yet.
Right.
I'm sure he is. He said he's going to be good to go by the end of November.
Yeah.
I don't doubt Odell. He works hard. But, you know,
I'm laughing.
don't get your hopes higher. But I know people are, obsessed with this. I wouldn't get your hopes higher about Odell Beckham coming back to the Giants.
Yeah, and he's gonna want a longer term deal with more money. I think. I mean, I don't know. Everyone's talking about it, but I don't see it. But whatever, we'll see.
But they haven't closed the door on it. They haven't closed the door on it. The Giants.
Yeah.
I can tell you that. And Mara leaves it to Joe Shane. So if anybody's wondering about, he left here in bad terms, and you know what? I know a lot of people are very curious about OBJ. All right. Rightfully so.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of people, I see some people ask questions or they talk about it on Twitter about, he left here in bad, in a bad way, Amara, videos and all that stuff. The Giants got rid of him. He's out there in France with pizza and girls and a girl and all that stuff. Right, Jerry?
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. John Mara does not look at OBJ and say, no, that kid will never be back here. I don't we got rid of him for a reason. Yeah. I don't want to see his face again. That's not true. I can tell you that right now. John Mara is leaving it to Joe Shane.
Yeah.
John Mara is not telling Joe Shane, we don't want this kid back. Don't even explore it.
Yeah.
It's Joe Shane's call. And John Mara leaves it to Joe Shane. So whatever the hell Joe Shane might think or might do, it could work out if he wants him. But Joe Shane hasn't closed the door, nor have the Giants, about OBJ. Do I think it's going to happen? Probably not, money-wise.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I don't know if that's going to work out. What Odell wants, Odell works hard, bro. I wouldn't doubt when he comes back in December that he still looks very good, and all that. So he's going to help somebody. Whoever he goes to, he's going to help somebody. If it's here, it's here, But if anybody's wondering, the Giants organization above Joe Shane thinks they'll never take him back. No, John's leaving it to Joe Shane, man.
Yep.
And we'll see what happens. I'm sure Odell's going to explore a few different teams, and
Yeah, I agree.
Well, are you a little surprised that Dallas is one of them? I mean, they got CeeDee Lamb. They got Michael Gallup. I guess they want to add that third guy, right? I mean,
it's such a flashy Dallas type of move. I don't know. It doesn't surprise me just because of the name. Yeah. That's all.
Like the Giants need him. You know what I mean? Like,
right,
you know,
right.
Like the Giants need him. You know, like right. Dallas doesn't. Do they really need him? I guess so. I guess to have that third guy would be really good. I guess, but like the Packers, I know the Packers supposedly. I think Aaron Rodgers is kind of throwing it out there. We want him. We need him. You know,
he needs him.
We'll see.
He needs him.
He needs him. Yeah.
I mean, I would say the Packers need him. I mean, if OBJ could play quarterback, then Dallas could use him. I guess. So. How about that?
Well, he does have a good arm. You know that. You know, so. Yeah,
probably better than Dak.
I'm going to ask you something, dude.
Go for it.
You ready?
Yes. Love being on the spot.
I was thinking about that. No, not putting you on the spot.
Okay.
It was something I was thinking about the other day, right, Jerry? I'm watching Dak throw the ball to the other jersey again the other day.
Mm.
The Giants lost to the Cowboys already. And Cooper Rush played pretty well.
Yes.
And he made some big throws on us, remember?
Mm-hmm.
In the fourth quarter?
Yes.
Do you feel a little more comfortable playing against Dak than you do Cooper Rush?
Chris, if I said that earlier in the year, you would have been like, you're a buffoon, but I'm talking about now. I would have felt that way. I am one of the guys that I didn't want to say it every week. I think Dallas is more dangerous with Cooper Rush than Dak Prescott. I don't care. Call me an idiot, whatever. I am not a Dak guy. I would rather play Dak Prescott than Cooper Rush. Absolutely.
I mean, is that funny, dude? I was thinking about it after the Packer game the other night when they obviously lost to them and Dak had some picks. And I'm saying to myself, you know what? When we played them, you know, he had, like, Cooper Rush had things under control, made some big throws and they needed it, right?
We blitzed. It didn't bother him.
And I'm saying to myself, boy, I don't know if I'd rather play Dak Thanksgiving Day than Cooper Rush. Call me a buffoon, Jerry. Just something I was thinking about, dude.
Absolutely would rather play Dak than Cooper Rush. Absolutely. Would have rather played him in week three, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's something I was just thinking about, you know? Yeah. Like, you know.
I mean, I realize I have a lot of biases, right? Like, I'm biased against Dak. I don't like Dak Prescott. I don't think he's that good. Carson Wentz is another one. That's proven me right. But definitely with Dak, dude, I'd rather, totally rather play Dak on Thanksgiving than Cooper Rush. Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, that being said, probably Dak will throw for 400 on us, but I'm just saying,
probably.
That's the way I feel. That's the way I feel going into the game. I was just thinking about that, like, man, I'm not quite sure I'd rather face Dak than Cooper, you know? I'd rather face Dak than Cooper. And I was just thinking about that because he played pretty well against us in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, and I would prove my own point. If Dak threw for 400, I'd say, well, Cooper would throw for 500 if he played against us, so anyway. Giants fan Vermont. Biz, you seem to really be a man of the players, linking Bellinger.
Man of the players. I don't know about that, but thank you.
Man of the players. Nobody beats the Biz. It's another nickname. Linking Bellinger with Bavaro, talking up Slayton when he was benched, spitting stories with Saquon and all kinds of other instances. What is your plan for lifting up Galladay so we can help the team? Hashtag best Giants pod. Hashtag buffoon crew. Yeah, what do you got? Now there's pressure on you, dude.
Now there's pressure on me?
Yeah, a little bit. I think so.
I don't know. Not much of a plan. I'm sorry. I don't know if there's anything I could do with Kenny Galladay. I really don't.
Yeah, it's a shame. All right. Anthony Verdicchio. What's up, guys? I agreed with Shane not giving up picks for a wide receiver, but I will say this. We can all agree the draft is a complete crapshoot. So if you did trade capital for a wide receiver, at least you know you're getting a player who you know isn't a bust and can play in this league. Yeah, Anthony, but based on what Shane and his stable of geniuses have done so far, I trust him blindly at this point. I mean, if he picks a receiver from Tallahassee Junior College in the seventh round, I'm convinced he's starting next year. So you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. Dude, I understand what you're saying, but absolutely. Yep. So, Warren in Wyoming, hashtag put Jerry on the spot. Jerry, you have to pick one of these Giants to be on a different team next year. Martindale, Kafka, Barkley. Oh, who is it? God, that's a tough one. Out of the three, Martindale. And I mean, it's barely, guys. It's you're putting it up against Kafka and Barkley. So
yeah,
you know,
because Wink could be a head coach, right?
Right, right.
So I go with that one too. Yep.
Yeah. We'll do a few more, then we'll get the picks. And I'm still alive, baby. Hunt for five. Chris, are you expecting a big game from Jones' rushing ability after what Fields was able to pull off against Detroit? Jerry, how annoying were the Philly excuses over the missed face mask call Monday night? Philly made far too many mistakes to win that game. Yeah, okay, guys. They missed the face mask call. Fine. It happens. Enough. Chris, are you expecting a big game from Jones rushing after what Fields did to him?
Oh, Fields is a different type of rusher than Daniel. Yeah. Did you see that 40-something yard run?
He runs like a 4-2. He runs like a 4-2 40.
That one touchdown run was incredible. Yeah. Daniel can't do that like Justin Fields could.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Daniel will be Daniel. You know, if he has to use his legs, he will. I don't know, yards-wise. He's going to be like, I'm not going to compare him to Fields.
No, I know. Hunt for five. I actually listened to Philly Radio Tuesday morning. You would have thought they're 1-8. So they were complaining a lot more than just the face mask penalty. They were complaining about everything. They wanted to fire the defensive coordinator. They were going off. It was awesome radio. Awesome. Excuse me. We'll do one more. Let's see. Well, I'll ask a good one to end it with. Sorry, guys. All right, Javier Burgers. I'll ask this one. Is this season starting to feel like 07 or the 11 season? I know talking Super Bowl is crazy talk, but from what I remember, it was also crazy talk back in 07. And 11, or not, I'm loving. Either way, I'm loving the season. Hashtag Buffoon Crew. I mean, of those two, 07 was much more of the surprise. After the Patriots game was where you're like, huh, maybe this team can make some noise. I just want to get to the playoffs, Javier. I love your question, and I'm a lunatic, but let's just get to the playoffs. So, actually, I got to ask this one. This is a great one from Josh Stanton, Chris. I'm sorry, one more. Yeah. Jerry, Chris, what scenario is most likely to happen? Jordan Reynon crushes his field goal attempt. Chris challenges him to 18, double or nothing. So that's one. Julian Love hires Chris to be his bodyguard when he's attending a big event. Or three, our G-men finish 13-4. Hashtag best pod in Giants Nation.
Oh, that's great. I don't know if we're going to go with the 13-4 record, so... might have to pass at that one.
Yeah, I would guess that Reynon, of those three.
Probably Reynon, yeah.
Not that Love wouldn't hire you, Chris, but Reynon would crush his field goal attempt, and then you'll challenge him to 18 for double or nothing. Absolutely. I could totally see that happening. Yeah.
Challenge him to what, Jerry?
18. 18. Golf.
Challenge him to 18? I'm sorry, Jerry. Okay. Jordan knows he's going to lose that one. So, I'll probably kick it at field goal, yeah.
Nice. All right, dude. Good stuff. Hey, let's get to the pick segment. We are still tied. We only had two different last week, and one was Green Bay. And it was funny because I re-listened to them, and it was the Arizona Rams game, and I'm like, oh, I had to take Arizona. And I took the friggin' Rams. I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Taking the Rams? They stink.
Well, it all fairness to you, man. You didn't.
We said it was a coin flip, but.
Well, Matthew Stafford was, you know, they thought maybe he could play, and then all of a sudden he was out, you know, so.
Yeah, but I don't know. So. All right, dude, week 11, we are tied still. You are one ahead. So, and I'm sorry, we were tied last week. You're one game ahead on the season. I'm still relevant.
I like to play close to the vest, like the Giants, Jerry. You notice?
Yeah, absolutely. Nice, yes. Nice. All right, first one. Titans at Packers. Packers are now, I guess, alive, huh?
Well, they're alive, yeah. It was a nice win last week.
Awesome win.
I think they're going to win another one.
I agree
think they'll win
you.
Another one in Lambeau, bro. I game's in Lambeau, right, Jerry,
yes,
tomorrow?
Yes.
Yes. Those Titans are good, too. They're a tough team, but I like the Packers at home.
I agree with you. I think there's a lot of confidence now. Beating those Cowboys, baby. Nice. Bears at Falcons, 1 o'clock.
I'm going to go with the probably stupid move. I'm going to go with the offense. Imagine that, saying that about the Bears. I'm going to go with the Bears outscoring the Falcons. I'll go with the Bears.
Yeah, to me, this is a coin flip. Fields inside. I don't know, man. I feel like I'm with the Falcons. I'm going to go with the Falcons just because that was my first instinct. But I'm thinking about this, and it's like, oh, man. I could see Fields running for 250 yards. My God. I'll go with the Falcons. Third game, no longer a gimme, the 8-1 Eagles against the Jeff Saturday Colts, who did beat the Raiders. What?
Coach of the Year, Jeff Saturday, baby.
I mean, we talked about it last week. We're like, if McDaniels loses, you got to listen to it again. If McDaniels loses, is this it for him? We're like, it has to be. One and done. Now, supposedly, the Raiders can't afford to fire him because they have no money. Oh, my God. Can't make it up.
What a mess.
Well, oh, I mean, God.
Dude, I mean, that's the type of game that gets you fired. No, I mean, are you kidding me losing that game? I mean.
Yeah.
I mean. Incredible. So, I tell you what. I'll go with the Eagles. I think it's going to be closer than people think, though. You know, I'll go with the Eagles to come back and win like a 24-20 game. I like the Eagles, though.
Giant fans will be scoreboard watching, and they will be happy by 4 o'clock when they see that the Colts upset the Philadelphia Eagles. Boom. This is where I start going. This is where I start falling behind in the pick segment, guys. Just picking like an idiot. But I'm going to go with the Colts. I'm going to go with Jeff Saturday, Coach of the Year, over Brian Dable.
He might win it if he wins Sunday.
Yeah, Brian Dable's like, wait, guys, come on, look at this. Look at the job I've done. Jeff Saturday's like, dude, I've never done this before.
It's not so hard.
Yeah, never say it's so hard for you.
What's so hard about being head coach?
Here's one. Here's a good one, dude. Jets at Patriots.
Yeah. Jets just can't beat the Patriots.
Amazing, isn't it?
Foxborough. I just don't like this New England team, though, dude. I really don't. You know what? I'm gonna say the Jets finally beat them.
I'm going to go with the Patriots just because of the trend, dude. That's the only reason. I think it's a mental thing. That's the only reason. But, again, this is a kind of a coin flip, but you know what they did to them.
No doubt.
What they did to them in MetLife, I'm going to go with the Pats at home. The very alive Washington Commanders at Houston.
Yeah, and I might get Chase Young back this week, they're saying. I'll go with Washington and Taylor Heinicke.
Yeah, I'm going to go, too. Rooting for the Texans, obviously, but Taylor Heinicke, man. Sometimes it's not numbers. Sometimes it's attitude. I mean, that was a total flop with Graham, but it was a penalty. But he embellished it, but whatever, dude. That you know, Brandon Graham hit him late, but I love the flying back and then getting up all pumped. Like, this guy's just, he's got it, man. He's got it. Yeah,
he's a guy you want to play for. You know? Yeah. He's a fiery guy, man, you know?
Yep. Rams at Saints, 1 o'clock. Saints at home. Boom. I'm not picking the Rams anymore. Not picking
no more,
the Rams
that's anymore. It? Yeah, I don't know if Stafford's going to play out.
Cooper Kupp's hurt now. Forget it.
Yeah, the Rams are done, bro.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it stinks.
Saints. Yeah, I agree with you.
Same. Browns at Bills. Ooh, they're going to take it out on the Browns, aren't they, this week? You would think, man. Yeah. I'll go Bills at home.
Yeah, only they could keep that close is the snowstorm that's going to hit up there. So I like Buffalo in the snow and everything like that. I like Buffalo.
A lot of 1 o'clocks, it seems. Panthers at Ravens.
No, Baltimore.
Ravens at
Baltimore
home.
To me is a team you better watch out for in the AFC now. Baltimore.
Yep, absolutely. 4 o'clock, Raiders at Broncos. Another coin flip game. My God.
I'll go with Russell Wilson and the Broncos.
Same. I can't pick the Raiders anymore. Until they win, dude, I'm not picking them ever again.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Here's a good one. 425. I didn't even realize this one was on the schedule. I'm asleep. Cowboys at Vikings, dude. Woo!
Yeah. Yep. I tell you, these Vikes, man. Woo, baby. You know what? I'll go with the Vikes at home, man.
Yeah, boy. I feel better about it. Yeah, me too. 6-4, Cowboys. Take that. All right, here we go.
Dalvin Cook and the boys. You know, Justin Jefferson. Gave up a lot of yards to the Cowboys. He gave up 100 yards to the receiver. They gave up a lot of rushing yards last week. Now you got Dalvin Cook coming in. You got Justin Jefferson, Cousins at home. I'm going to go with the Vikes, bro.
I agree. I'm going to go with the Vikings as well at home. And that was a ridiculous win last week.
Cowboys could be 6-4 after this Sunday.
My God.
Well, we'll put them in a rearview mirror. We'll finish them off.
That's right. Then doubt creeps in with Dak. 3 interceptions on Thanksgiving. All right. Bengals at Steelers. Last of the 425.
Cincy.
That's your boys. I always say your boys. I'll go with Bengals, too. Bengals on the road. 8 o'clock Sunday night. Chiefs at Chargers. I'll go Chiefs on the road.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Thank you, Patrick Mahomes, for carrying my fantasy football team. That's ridiculous. Monday night, 49ers at Cardinals.
49ers.
Yeah, same here. And most important game of the week, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, Detroit Lions at New York Football Giants. Chris, who do you got? And what's the score?
I think Saquon, Breida, maybe even a little Breida, little Daniel, little Slayton again. Just going to be too much, bro. I think the Giants defense will do enough. You know, let's not forget one thing. I've been looking at the Lions and stuff like that. And they had a pretty good game last week. They came back against a team that can't stop anybody to pass. But let's not forget something. They got a lot of these numbers, offensive numbers, right? They were with T.J. Hockenson the offense.
Good point.
T.J. Hockenson is now going to be playing Sunday beating the Cowboys. Yeah. Right? So, dude, you know, I get it. I think the Giants do enough, Jerry. I like the Giants in a 27-21 win.
Yeah, they trade. And you made me nervous when you shook your head.
Did I say Saquon was going to go for 150-plus last week? Do you remember
I have to listen again. Okay, I said 165. So I'm a little off.
Okay.
But I'll listen to what
you said. So you hit it on the head almost.
Well, I think it was 155, I think he had. Yeah.
Well, you know what I mean. I thought I said 150 plus. You had 160. So we both had 150 plus.
Yeah. I think you did.
All right. So I'm not gonna say Saquon's gonna go for 150 plus because I just have that feeling he's gonna go for like 120, 125, and then somebody else is gonna get some yards like a Breida. So I have him 27. Giants almost get to 30. Not quite, but enough to win this one and go 8-2 against the Lions. Goff throws two picks.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
I know Love and Dane Belton are the only ones that have interceptions this year. Adoree is going to get one this Sunday. And then somebody else that maybe you don't expect, like deflection, maybe a Jalen Smith or something like that. I'm going to go Goff throws two picks, bro, and the Giants come out on top.
27-20, you said?
27-21.
27-21. You made me nervous because I said, who do you like? And you shook your head, and I thought, oh, no, he's going to say it's going to be the Lions. Not that that means it's going to happen, but you have a good sense with this team. I agree with you. I think the Giants take care of business. I actually think they will score 31. It's going to be close. It's going to be very close. It's going to be a very annoying game. 31-27 Giants.
Oof.
I do think Barkley goes off very early in this game. I could see him getting 1,000 yards before halftime. He'll have a big chunk run. But it's going to be really close, dude. It's going to be really close. I think this is the game where the Giants can put up a lot of points. And you have to look going forward. Like, if they don't do it this week, when can they? I think it's 31-27 Giants, bud. And I'll say Barkley. I'll go a little higher. I think Barkley's going to get 140 yards rushing.
Yeah, but that would be a line type of game. 31-27, you know?
Right. So maybe a little wishful thinking, but we'll see. All right, dude.
There you have it.
Yep.
So we're both predicting we go 8-2.
Oh, my God.
Dallas in 4 days.
Oh, my God. 8-2. Holy crap.
Then they get a nice mini bye to gear up for Washington and the Eagles at MetLife.
My God.
So, man, it's going to be – hey, Jerry, man, it's going to be interesting December, isn't it, bro?
Oh, it's going to be so much fun, I think. It's gonna be exciting. It's gonna be you're gonna feel anxiety waking up Sunday morning, like, oh my God, today's the game and they got a shot here. Like, this is incredible. We have games, we have reason to watch, and we're alive, and not only alive, but we're alive for a lot, dude. We're alive for, I'll say it, playoffs, division. I mean, numbers wise, Chris, we're alive for the number one seed. That's how it shakes out right now. So we are playing for a lot right now, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, like you said, there's a good chance Dallas could lose to the Vikes Sunday.
Yes.
Right? And after what Jeff Saturday and the Colts did last week, first off, they brought Matt Ryan back in the fold, thank God.
Yeah.
I didn't quite get that move by Frank Reich naming Ellinger for the rest of the year he was going to play him. He said, that's it. Yeah. Ryan's done. Yeah. Remember? Yeah. That's what he said.
Yep.
Probably cost him his job. One of the moves that cost him his job. You know, so I like Matt Ryan back in the mix. I'm talking about Sunday's game now against the Eagles.
Yeah,
you know, I like Matt Ryan back in the mix. Gives them a shot. Jerry, because if Ellinger was there, you said Eagles, hands down. Come on, stop now.
Smoke him.
We'll be like, come on, stop now. It's going to be a 28-7 game. You know, stop now with Ellinger, right? He ain't going to beat no. But now that you got Matt Ryan back in the mix, another thing. Jonathan Taylor had 100-plus yards against the Raiders last week. It seems like Jeff Saturday's in there like, we're giving Jonathan Taylor the ball for 30 times a game. We're going to go back to that.
Right.
And the Eagles have struggled against the run the last three games.
Yeah.
So I like to give them a little bit of a shot there, you know. And in the Colts defense, they got some playmakers. You know, They could do enough. But so your pick of an upset, I tell you, I've been thinking about, I was talking to a few people about it today. I said, yo, I'm going to go with the Eagles still, but yeah. I said to a few people today, I said, yo, a couple weeks ago, that Eagle game against the Colts was like a laugher, right?
Yeah.
Now you look at it and you go, well, it's not a laugher anymore, brother.
And how much more beatable did the Eagles look after Monday, dude? Like, you can run, like, the Texans, man, I think that everyone says the Texans showed the blueprint. I think they did what Detroit did. They reminded everyone, you can run on this Eagle defense, especially with Jordan Davis out. They just signed Linval Joseph. Why they sign him? They need pluggers in the middle, dude. Yeah, they totally do.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because, you know, they're running on him. You know, like you said, like that Dameon Pierce game. You know, I was talking to Lawrence Tynes about it.
Yeah.
While the game was going on, I was texting Lawrence about it. I said, hey, Lawrence, look what Pierce is doing to the Eagles. I said,
yeah.
Hey, they're kind of exposing him. And Lawrence Tynes was like beating me to the punch. You know, yeah. He was like, yo, dude. Because I was just talking to friends about that. He goes, let's not make this team unbeatable. Look, go right at them. Go right at them, you know?
Yeah.
And that's what they did Sunday. I mean, that was an unbelievable game plan.
Yeah.
Their game plan was, we don't care if we get 2 yards on first down run with Brian Robinson. We're going to run it again.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, so many coordinators in this league, Jerry. All right, first and 10. First play is a run play. Oh, it's second and 8. Oh, got to throw it. Got to throw it now. Right. Got to throw it. You know?
Right.
And Scott Turner was like, no, we're going to keep running it. We're going to get it in third and shorts.
Yeah.
And we're going to convert. And that's how we're going to have to beat this team.
Yep.
You know?
And I felt like they bullied them a little bit. That's what I liked about that win, Chris. They bullied the Eagles, which, to me, I mean, our strength is the run, dude. Like, I'm watching that game. I'm salivating. I'm like, the Eagles are getting beaten up right now, especially on defense. They're getting slapped around. That's what I love, dude. Loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like you said, man, Houston, you know, you got to watch this league, bro. I mean, even though Houston lost that game, you saw something. And I wasn't the only one thinking it, bro. You were thinking it.
Yep.
I was texting with Lawrence Tynes during the game. He was saying the same damn thing, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let everybody calm down with this Eagle team, Lawrence. He's texting me back. Everybody's got to calm the F down with this team. Yeah, because look, they're having a problem here, you know?
Yeah.
And it was still a very good team, but...
Very good, yeah.
What the point being, if Jeff Saturday's squad went out against the Raiders Sunday, Jerry, and made a mockery of themselves...
Yeah.
I would have given him no shot Sunday.
Sure, same.
You know?
Yep.
But they responded. They got Matt Ryan back in. They still got a pretty good... They got some impact guys in that defense, and Shaq Leonard's out for the year. They still got some guys that could get you. They could do some damage on that defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
So, like you said, dude, you're picking them in an upset. And I was talking about it today. Like, yo, dude, this is not an easy game now for the Eagles.
Yeah.
You know? These guys are going to be scrapping for Saturday. These guys are going to be fighting.
Yeah.
You know, Saturday's going to have these guys up for this game. And then, look, I'm going to pick the Eagles. They might not win it, but this is why we always say it's a week-by-week league. It's when you play them, you know?
It's why they line them up and play them, baby.
It's why you're lining up and playing them, bro.
Yep.
You know, and the Giants, you know, when they played Philly in December, cold weather, the Eagles are going to have to deal with Saquon.
Yeah.
Breida, Jones getting out there. We all know Jones could do against the Eagles. He only almost ran for 100 yards that one before he fell down.
Right.
You know?
But even when they beat him, they had long runs, a 37-yard touchdown and the other one. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm, you know, I'm looking at, I've been studying that Eagle team, you know, and they were a good squad. But there's sometimes I look at them defensively, and I was talking with another guy about this during the game. Like, they're playing, like, these cover twos, and they're playing off-man with Bradberry and Slay. I'm like, and then today, one of the media guys, I'm talking to somebody in the media room, and he's, he grew up outside of Philly, and he studies them. He's a Philly fan back in the day, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's saying to Sandy, he goes, what the hell's up with the coordinator, Gannon?
Well, that's the guy that Philly fans are calling for his head.
Well, I was looking at it like, what are they doing defensively with this philosophy?
Yeah.
You know, when you got two...
They're all saying that.
When you got two press corners,
yeah.
Why aren't you playing press corner? You know, why aren't you playing press man?
You look at that team, you look at those corners and you're like, they're loaded. I mean, the secondary's loaded on that team.
Yeah.
And real quick, dude, Brandon Graham was interviewed on YSP. And he didn't really have much to say about it. It was interesting. He was almost evading some of the questions.
But they got to get, you know, the point being is that they're a very good squad. But I think a lot of people had them like, oh, this team could go 17-0. Like, relax, you know, relax with that, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're going to get the kid Davis back down the line. He'll help out. But they're going to have to start stopping that run, Jerry, because what you saw Houston do to them, and then especially what you saw Washington do to them. And it's not like Washington's got explosive running backs. They don't. Brian Robinson's not an explosive back. He's a pretty good back, the kid.
Right.
And then you got Antonio Gibson. But what are you going to do when they face a Jonathan Taylor Sunday?
Right.
What are you going to do when you face a Saquon Barkley?
Right. And they brought all that up, Chris. They
did they?
They were like, they were like, look at what we got Sunday, Jonathan. We got to face Saquon twice yet. You know, like Dallas, Pollard, Elliott. They were talking about it, dude. Yeah.
So they're going to get.
By the way, the Eagles are my Hyman Roth. I keep them very close. I don't trust them. I just keep them very. I know a ton about the Eagles, dude. Oh, they're in your face every day. So anyway, sorry.
So that'd be interesting. That's why I've been interested. It's going to be a fascinating December.
You know, it will be a lot of fun, dude.
That's down the road.
Yep.
I now have the mentality being around this organization so much that it's one game at a time, Foley. I'm not worried about it.
That's right.
Talk to me about the Lions. I'm not thinking about the Cowboys. I'm not thinking about the Eagles, Redskins. Oh, God, Jerry, I'm such a moron. Commanders.
I do it too. Yeah.
And those Colts that we're going to have to see, Jeff Saturday's Colts down the line, and, of course, the Vikings and all that. Not thinking about it, dude.
So on a Monday, if I do a game preview, you say, Jerry, one podcast at a time?
One podcast at a time, Jerry.
All right, cool. Good stuff, buddy.
Wait, what was that?
So if on a Monday, if you know we do the recaps, if I start doing a preview on a Monday rather than a Thursday.
No, because I slip and do that too sometimes.
Jerry, one podcast at a time, please.
Yeah. I'm going to start telling you that though now. Yeah, nice. One podcast at a time. That's it. You know, so that's the mentality, Foley. We cannot talk about anything else down the road. Okay? So.
Good stuff. Awesome.
So that's it.
A lot of fun. A lot more
enjoy,
fun.
Enjoy, everybody.
Like we said, these are a lot more fun when we're winning, man.
Enjoy. Awesome. It's going to be football weather even more so Sunday. It was football weather last Sunday.
Yep.
It's going to be even more so Sunday. Bundle up, you know, everybody tailgating. Enjoy the game, 1 o'clock. It's going to be nice out. Not going to be snow and rain and sleet or anything like that, supposedly. So enjoy the game, man. Enjoy the times, man. Enjoy the times. Enjoy Brian Daboll, folks. Enjoy this coaching staff. Look, I'm back in the locker room, as everybody knows. We all are, as everybody knows. So I'm hoping everybody's enjoying what, you know, now you get the feel again. You know, Jerry, we haven't had that because of COVID the last few years. But now you get the feel. You know, you're around these guys. You're around the coaches. And Shane comes by and, you know, all stuff like that. So enjoy it, man. Enjoy the season, bro. That's all I can say. You know, enjoy one game. Take the Lions, you know, while people keep knocking the Giants and this and that. Okay, you know, knocking Daniel, whatever it might be. Oh, he's overrated. Oh, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Okay, but 4:25 Sunday afternoon, Jerry, there's a very good chance this organization is going to be 8-2.
8-2?
You know?
That's unreal, dude.
You know?
Yeah.
So enjoy it, everybody. And his reinforcements coming. Guys are coming back.
That's right.
You know, even Aziz, you know, hopefully he'll be back in a few weeks. That's another you know, piece of it. So,
yep. Good stuff, buddy. Awesome. All right, guys. To order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com and go to Magster for a digital subscription. That's M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. All right, guys. Enjoy Sunday. Sundays are Giant days, baby. Take care, everyone.
Enjoy. Bye-bye.